everybody. How y'all doing today? Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful, blessful, peaceful day. Hope y'all enjoying y'all day. Hopefully y'all all prayed over y'all day, so we can go out and come in blessed, and have favor in our day, that the Father and our Mother and our Messiah give us peace, for the rest of our day. So, yeah, man, I got some new teaching, to help a lot of people out, whoever, really don't understand the foundation of building a kingdom, because in this world, a lot of people think that they are supposed to be building their own kingdom, So that's why a lot of men, a lot of women, a lot of people who do come to the kingdom of God, they go astray. And that's why a lot of people, that's not with God, stay astray, They don't come at all, because a lot of people is caught up in building up their own kingdom, but it's an error, First off, in order to build a kingdom, you need to understand who God is and what God has brought you on the earth to do for his kingdom, because we all have to build up the kingdom of God, before we can think about building up our kingdom, That's why Yeshua say abide, abide. That's why Yeshua say abide in me and I abide in you, So as the Father, so as the Mother. So if we abide in God, then God will abide in us. But if we don't abide in God, then he won't abide in us. God Yahweh, right? So as we understand that, we must understand that there's an order and there's a structure to how we're supposed to go about building it. And as you look in the word, you're seeing how King Solomon, he didn't know how to build the kingdom of God, but King David, his father, was taught how to build it, and King David taught Solomon how to build the kingdom of God, because King David, he lived in war, but Father Yahweh wanted someone who was of peace. So his son came into the earth, and his son was able to live in peace because David, King David, warred for his son to have that peace because of what King David did for Father Yahweh. So since King Solomon was able to live in peace, then Father Yahweh was able to give him the correct cubits, on how to build up the kingdom that Father Yahweh wanted to build up, right? So that lets you know that Father Yahweh is strategic and has structures for how to build his kingdom based on precepts, of his foundation. So when you understand that, then you understand that we ourselves have to go about building up the kingdom of God in a strategic way also, because when you also look at Moses, he also had to get instructions from Father Yahweh to build up the kingdom of God, right? And then Yeshua came into the earth. He had to get instructions on how to build up the kingdom of God also. That way, he was able to get the Holy Spirit to be able to leave the Holy Spirit for us to have, so we can have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in all things, because man was not given the wisdom, knowledge, in all things. Man was hiding it and keeping it for themselves to build up their own kingdom, so that they can have man under them to praise them, So because they wanted to build up their own kingdom on earth, and they was, priests and Pharisees, and they wanted man to praise them and not man praise God, Father Yahweh had to send his own only begotten son to do the work, to build up the new kingdom that was to come, right? Which is in the New Testament. Well, Yeshua building it up, and showing, exactly how to minister into how to be a minister and how to minister into those who are coming into the kingdom of God, So that way you have the foundation, you have the structure of how to do it. Our Father don't want us coming into this earth and building up our own kingdom, because now we will be putting our kingdom before his kingdom. You see? But when you don't realize or you don't understand, are you unaware that that's how the separation of us with Father Yahweh happens, then we fall short, because you'll be building up what men have taught you to build. You see what I'm saying? So it's not the fact that our Father don't want us to build up our own kingdom. It's the fact that he want us to build up his kingdom first, and then he will give us instructions to establish our kingdom, and then he will establish our kingdom. Therefore, he's the big boss over our kingdom, because we put him first in everything, and we the ones that do the work in the physical. You know, we the working vessels that do it in the physical for him. So he give us things that we love. He give us things that we desire. But in order for your things on this earth to be established and to be standing upright, you need to build up the Father kingdom first. So we all need to minister, you know, to those who need ministering too, you know, so that way we saving souls. You know, you're not saving souls by building a business and providing the service to people, you know. You're saving souls by working for the kingdom of God and giving them the word, which is Father Yahweh, so that they understand who they are, where they come from, and what life is all about, and who they should be serving, you know, so that they won't be serving the wrong gods because there's many gods upon this earth, right? So now, when you understand that way they now have their ministry, you know, and they working for the kingdom of God and they serving God, you know, they're not just saying that they of God or that they and a religion or that they have a relationship with God, but they're actually working for the kingdom of God. You know, they have been hired by Father God Yahweh to work in this kingdom because he built them up, you know. He revived them, you know, he renewed them, he restored them, he reformed them to where now the old man is out and the new man is in. The old spirit of wickedness is out of them and the new Holy Spirit is in them. So now they can live and serve Father Yahweh and Mother Ruach and Yeshua the right way, you know, by us living righteous, that's praising the Father. By us speaking his word to others, that's praising the Father. By us living righteously, that's praising the Father. By us doing the works for our Father, that's praising him. So in everything that we do, we praise the Father Yahweh, we praise the Mother Ruach, and we praise our Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, you know? So that way, we're not working. Think about it. If we're working in those ways to praise them, and think about someone who's not working in that way to praise them, who are they praising? They're praising themselves because they're building up their own kingdom. You see what I'm saying? So first step is to build up the kingdom of God. So you have to come in and find out who this God is, who Father Yahweh is, and what he like and what he love and how he is. You have to get intimate with him, you know, and study about him and get your whole heart within so that you can gain faith, you know, and so that you can trust and believe on his word and believe on his name and believe on his son name, Messiah, so that you can receive the Holy Spirit and you won't be like the Pharisees and the wicked people. Blasphemy the Holy Spirit, you know, Mother Ruach HaKodesh. So that way you have clear understanding on how to have the government on your shoulders, how to have the divine mind to work for the kingdom of God, how to be a intellect as an intellectual person on the earth and not be in ignorance, you know, and not be a wicked man or a wicked woman, you know. That way you're serving our Father to the best of your ability to perfection. That way he can perfect you in all things and give you great success by doing his works, by meditating in his word, you know. So that way, now when we pray and when we fast for things that we want, he would then give unto us because we have gave unto him and done for him. You see what I'm saying? But most people, they like to pray. Most people just like to pray and want to receive things. And sometimes our Father give things, you know, because he wants to show you that he's real. He wants to show you that he's alive. He wants to show you that he hear your prayers. But do you turn to him, or do you take the gifts, whatever you pray for? Do you take that and run off? And then now, when hardship hit again, you know, you want to come back to the Father. He watching everything we do, you know. So then we have those who pray and fast, but don't work for the kingdom of God. And that way, a lot of things get answered, a lot of things, you know, coming forth to your life, but you still can't get ahead nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like a battle, you know. You're getting these things, you're getting these blessings, and prayers getting answered, but it's still a fight. You know, let's say you wanted 50%, you only getting 20%. Let's say you wanted 100%, you only getting 80%. You see what I'm saying? So in order to get the full 100%, in order to get the full 50%, you have to work in the kingdom of God. You have to serve God. You see what I'm saying? You have to praise God. You have to give him the praise in everything that you do. So therefore, you must understand that you're working for God and not working for yourself, you know, so that he get the praise and not you. You know what I'm saying? So that way you won't be stuck in traditional ways. That way you won't be stuck in traditional ways of man, you know, because when you're stuck in man tradition, then what happens? That calls you to think that you are a God over people. That calls you to think that you like some of the kings that was in the Bible that God gave them the position, you know, but them thinking like they gave themselves the position, they got there somehow, that they can now take man eyes off God and put man eyes on themselves and make man praise them and make man worship them and honor them, you know, when we shouldn't honor no man. So therefore, if you allow that to happen, then God gives and God takes. You know, he can raise a king up and he can bring a king down. He can raise a queen up and he can raise a queen, he can bring a queen down. So he can raise a child up and he can bring a child down. He can do that if because he had those rights to do it. He have those legal rights to do it if the child or the man or the woman is doing, you know, things that is abomination to the kingdom. You know, because God don't raise people up to tear down his kingdom. God raised people up to build up his kingdom, you know, to save souls, to help save souls. He used us as a vessel to help save souls, you know. So we have to be aware of the snare of the fowler of the enemy, you know, because Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy, you know. So while we working on the kingdom of God, you got Satan who wants to come in and steal, kill, and destroy what the works that we are doing, you know. So therefore, you have to avoid temptation. You have to be aware of the snare of the fowler of the enemy, you know. You have to be aware of your enemies, you know. You have to keep staying the law of our Father. So they have no legal rights towards, you know, towards you. So therefore, when they do come, they come in illegal. And what that means, if any enemy of yours or in the adversary of yours is coming illegal, right, and they have no rights at all to come against you, that give you the power to shake the Gentiles, right, of their kingdom, and cut them in the head with the sword, with the word, with judgment, right. So therefore, when you ask on the Father, and you call for our Father to come and help you to be your backup because these wicked ones, you know, are trying to be delivered. They're trying to run now. Our Father is our back. He is our avenger. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, he would cut them. You know what I'm saying? He would chop them with the sword. He would chop them with judgment. He would put the ultimate judgment upon them because his child cried upon him, you know, because of what the enemies was trying to do to them, right? So when we shake the Gentiles of their kingdom, right? We got to shake it. We got to cut it at the roots, you know? So you got to always know the root cause of things in order for you to have an established foundation for the kingdom of God. You know, you must study and learn and appreciate and be thankful for the gifts and the blessings that he give us. But at the same time, when it's time to go to war, when it's time to go to battle, we must always have, you know, our shield. We must always have our sword, right? So therefore, we can cut them with the word. We can chop them with the word. We give the enemy no room, you know, to think that we want to be on this side or to think that we coming in agreement with them, you know. So that way, we not denying him, you know what I'm saying, and we not agreeing with him, but we binding him up. We binding his cohorts up. We binding the legions up. We binding the principality spirits up. We binding our enemies up, any witches, any warlocks up. We binding them up, you know. So therefore, they won't be able to accomplish anything that they're trying to do because we live in upright. We live in righteous, upright, in a 90-degree angle, right? And therefore, anything that they try to do to come against us, everything will be shut down, you know, because they have no legal rights. Our Father would deal with them, you know. But if a person is living in sin, that make it hard for the Father to respond on their behalf because they're living in sin, and therefore those wicked ones got legal rights, you know. So you got to cut all legal rights, you know what I'm saying? You can't be living, indulging in sin and doing all type of things that you shouldn't be doing, because that only cause, you know, for you to be pro for your prayers and your prayers to be prolonged, you know, and your blessings to be prolonged, you know, because Satan wants to take all things that God has for us. You know, he's a robber, he's a thief, he's a robber, you know, and he like to like to steal, kill, and destroy. So you must understand your enemy, so therefore you won't fall in the trap, the snare of the fowler, or the temptation, you know. And majority of the ways, the main ways that, the enemy try to come for God's children is with words, you know, as he did with Eve. He came to Eve with words. He tricked her with words. He confused her with words because she didn't know the word. Therefore, she fell short, you know. She fell short to be able to bind them up, because we don't bind them. We don't bind the enemies up with what we want to say. We bind them up with the word of God, because when you look at Yeshua, and Satan had Yeshua on the mountain, Yeshua bind him up with the word, you know. So, therefore, we must do the same thing, because when we send the word to the Father, he answers. Because that's his word. You know, it's not our word, it's his word. We talk to Father Yahweh back with his language, you know. But we must be living right, living righteous and holy, you know, to the best of our ability to be able to get the fullness thereof, the great success that our Father promised us, the inheritance that he promised us, you know. Because that's what the enemy want to do. They want to keep us from our inheritance by keeping us on the third dimensional level, stuck in the matrix, stuck in the box, with ignorance, and we can't get to the high level where we should be at. We can't get to the divine level where we should be, where we should be living in the spirit realm, you know, in the spirit. So therefore, if a person allow the enemy to take their rights from them, then what do they have? You see what I'm saying? Because if the enemy take the rights from the person, the enemy is trying to take their soul. You know, the rights that our God gave to us, Father Yahweh, the enemy is trying to take those rights. Those rights is our inheritance. Those rights is our pathway to the kingdom of heaven. You see what I'm saying? So if anyone don't make it to the kingdom of heaven, that means the enemy took their soul and tried to put them in a soul trap. You know, so we come here to build up the kingdom of God. But understanding the foundation and understanding the strategic structure and how our Father worked, then that way we can proportion it right and in order, you know, to be able to minister into those here little, there little, you know, because everybody got to start with milk, but then they gain the meat in the end, you know. And therefore, by understanding that, it's no rush. It's no rush with learning the kingdom of God, and it's no rush when you are ministering to others in the kingdom of God, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody learn at their own pace, you know. But